This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 357, recorded on Thursday, July 20th, 2017, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I know how much everybody except one guy missed that kazoo. I'm joking. I don't know who misses the kazoo and who does who, but the kazoo's back.
But you missed it, and that's what...
No, I could live without the kazoo if enough people didn't want to hear my kazoo.
What would you replace the kazoo with?
I could break out my harmonica.
Can I do xylophone instead?
I don't own a xylophone.
So you're saying no?
No, you're what? If I will gladly cede my time to you... In the event that you buy and can play a xylophone.
I have zero skill with any musical instrument. None whatsoever.
I don't know. I always wished I learned how to play the keyboard. It's very versatile. You know, you can make it sound like it.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm back.
Congratulations.
Yep. Only took a day.
That's not bad for traveling halfway around the world.
Well, yes. I got to see Tokyo again, which is where I changed plans on the way out. And then I got to see Detroit. It's been many years since I've been to Detroit. You know why that is?
You don't like Detroit?
No, I have no reason to be in Detroit. I don't know. Why would I go to Detroit?
I have no idea.
No, I'm just saying in general, I can't say there are any tourist attractions I think of off the top of my head that I want to see. I suppose it might be to Detroit, but I have not had a reason, and there are other places higher on my list.
I understand.
So I went stopped in Detroit and then came into LaGuardia and then came home and then lapsed into a coma for about 12 hours. And that's why we're recording on Thursday. I was technically in the United States on Wednesday, but I was in no condition for a podcast. And then
I understand.
And after the show, I'm leaving town again.
You're leaving town again?
My relatives want to see me.
Oh.
For some incomprehensible reason, they missed me.
That's understandable.
Yeah. But I said I would come see them. And I wanted to make sure that I did the show first, rather than driving there and then trying to do from there, because I thought people were unhappy with the sound on my temporary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that and that gave me the chance to, instead of driving in nice weather, to drive through a thunderstorm. Actually, that's just an unfortunate side effect. But we'll see. So, anyway, I also, you remember how the computer that I recorded the show on kept freezing?
Mm-hmm.
Just before I left to come back here, I ordered some parts. They arrived here the day that I arrived here. And this afternoon, I built a replacement computer.
Really? That sounds like fun.
Well, yeah. I have to figure out what to do with the one that keeps freezing. I'm going to try to figure out why, because it's better than some of the older things I have. But basically, it is a completely new computer, except for two parts.
And what are those two parts?
The optical drive, because it is actually the only computer that I usually stock one with.
And where can you get an optical drive these days?
I pulled it out of the other one.
Well, I mean, it's hard to buy an optical drive.
Really? These days. You need one? I have like five of them in a drawer somewhere.
Well, I think that's part of the problem. Nobody needs them.
Well, I like to have them on... one computer because I occasionally rip CDs,
mm-hmm.
because I occasionally buy CDs, having to do with my taste in music that's not always available on digital services.
Sure.
Yeah. I like to back things up, so I do actually drive in one computer, and also the solid-state drive from the other computer, but it was a Samsung 8. I think that's still the recommended solid-state drive for most people.
That gets well, you know, solid-state drives are one of those things that it's hard to improve much on. You know, now we're kind of at the level, your main limit is the interface, not the drive.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But the 850 is my highest quality solid state drive of all the ones I've ever bought.
There you go.
I think I have some Kingston's. I forget what brand it is because I think they don't exist anymore in a few old computers. So I brought that over and I built it this afternoon, installed the operating system, and that's what I'm recording on now.
Cool.
It's fast. It's a, how do you pronounce it? KB or KB
Lake? I think it's KB Lake.
Okay. I'm not sure. I've never been there. But it's a Core i5 KB Lake.
Cool.
With 16 gigabytes of RAM. So this is going to be my primary computer, which the computer that did the recording always was. It just kept freezing on me. Anyway, so far it hasn't frozen. It does use the same software configuration, even though I reinstalled it again. So hopefully I will not have a problem for a while.
I hope so, too.
And after our discussion last week, I did actually order that watch, the Kickstarter thing, where I may or may not ever get it. But here's hoping that this company, which allegedly has a good track record, is not the same as your Android-based Wi-Fi router. I still want to know what happened to those people.
I'm sorry.
No, I know. I'm saying I understand you've given up on your money. I'm just curious what happened to them. Why didn't it work out?
I know.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. These people have delivered before, so hopefully they'll deliver again, since it's just an iteration on their previous product. But in the meantime, if you look at the first thing that I noted on the list of stories that I hastily wrote out once I woke up and had a computer, I rarely say that in order to do the show notes, I had to build a computer first. The ZenWatch 2, which is my Android Wear watch, is supposedly getting Wear 2.0.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, so after I wrote, I think it was two or three quarters late from when they originally promised it. But so then after I wrote out the show notes, I went to go lie down for a little while because I'm still tired. I woke up and the Wear 2.0 update. So I let it install. So I have to change the show notes from supposedly getting Wear 2.0 to not Wear 2.0. But I still have to stay tuned for commentary because now I can't figure out how to use my watch. Well, actually, the watch part works fine. It's just they moved everything around and I have to spend some time figuring out where everything is.
Sure.
There's now a Play Store on my watch. I'm a little confused about that one. Previously, if you installed an app on the phone and there was a Wear component to it, it would go to the watch. Now there's a Play Store running on your watch. It asked me if I wanted to transfer the accounts from my phone. So there's a whole bunch of
stuff. Interesting.
I will see how that works. Anyway, in other news, Android O will have a lot of Bluetooth improvements that haven't been in the developer previews.
Cool. Bluetooth is one of the most commonly complained about aspects of any phone. So if they can improve it, then rock on.
Well, they think they can. That doesn't mean it will be perfect. It just means it will be better than now.
That's good. That's a good thing.
I agree. That sounds like a good thing. Anyway, speaking of that, they also confirmed that aptX Bluetooth streaming will not work on the 5X or 6P. So we're both out of luck on that one. But I'm still thinking if they offer a new mid-range Project Fi capable phone and it looks good, I might consider upgrading because I'm still having those battery issues. And
did
without
you
ruining
your battery?
No. When would I have done that? It was my only phone as I was abroad. Now, what I could do if I wanted to send it in for replacement, I could temporarily data only on the Moto X Pure, which, as you may remember, has a data sim also from Project Fi. So I basically could get my calls while they were working, hopefully. But I haven't actually decided if I want to have somebody replace the battery. I know I don't want to replace the battery. I know that it is technically replaceable by somebody who knows what they're doing. I've determined that it would be too nerve-wracking for me. You had a battery on one of yours replaced, didn't you?
Yes.
Was the idea of you doing it a little nerve-wracking?
To the point where I wasn't going to do it, yes.
Yeah, but, you know, it's sort of the, not quite as much, but it's sort of the emotional equivalent of why you don't want to operate on children.
Okay.
Well, no, your phone is something you use every day, and it's hard to imagine that you would break something that you have basically carried around for so long. It's better if somebody who's emotionally detached from it, also somebody who's actually...
Yes, and has the proper tools already.
Well, we could all get the tools. It's just more, who knows what. On the other hand, I don't know how many Nexus 5X reps, one of who does iPhone repairs. I don't know where you find an authorized or experienced Nexus 5X, but I suppose what do they call it, to a splodger or something like that? I suppose if you've attempted to open up something that's not designed to be opened up once, then you've mastered this. Either way, it could be an app, but once again, the ability to troubleshoot that without rooting your phone seems somewhat limited.
Yep.
Which also annoys me.
Yeah, I understand, and I don't disagree.
There has to be a temporary solution for that. You know, maybe something with AD, because I don't want to permanently root the phone because of all the things that I wouldn't be able to do then. But I'd really like to know why my phone seems to be losing its battery, so well.
I suspect it is your battery's bad.
Yeah, which is quite possible. However, how would you conclusively prove?
Does it die when it's at 13% or 14 or 15? Does it die before it gets to zero?
Oh, I've never tried to run it down to zero.
Give it a shot.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you will.
Well, you know, you have to do it when you have time. Because if you're somewhere where you want your phone, you're down to zero.
That's true.
I suppose I can do it in the house.
Yeah, when you come home for the weekend or something, just start watching Netflix on it.
Oh, I never do that.
Charge it.
Don't charge it, I can do, but I don't watch Netflix.
And watch YouTubers and whatever.
I don't watch video on the phone. It's too small. Aren't you the one who likes the gigantic screens?
I am.
You watch videos on your phone?
Sometimes.
I generally don't.
I know. It's a special case. You're trying to drain your phone, silly.
I have to watch videos to drain my phone? I didn't want to watch on my phone so much I brought a Chromecast on my trip.
Or another thing you could do would be play Angry Birds.
Never done that. I'll think of something. Right now, I don't do any of those things, and the battery life is nosediving. Apparently just reading on the thing. Maybe I'll finish up that book I started. Anyway, Google has separated hardware abstraction layers from the system in order to speed updates. So basically, this is one of the things that makes hardware manufacturers slow down in releasing software updates. They have to basically get their drivers worked.
Right.
So the idea is let's separate out the drivers more so that the update can happen without the drivers having necessarily to be updated at the same time, if I'm understanding that correctly.
I believe you are.
So that's good. This is similar to in the past when Google separated out the system apps so that they could be updated separately. And they've been doing this over and over again and saying, okay, this part is what's holding up better updates. Let's take that part out so that we can update as much as we can without the manufacturer having much trouble or dragging their heels in the hole.
Yep.
Google's phone app will now show your location when you're calling an emergency number. I was unable to test this because I don't think there's a test emergency number in call.
That's true.
So I'm assuming this works. Just keep this in mind. If anybody is calling an emergency number, which I hope they're not, and they see this feature, please tell us. Google will also be offering new curated lists of apps. So they've done Editor's Choice before, but they're sort of moving more in that direction to say, these are apps we like that cool. We think are good. LawnChair apparently may be a promising replacement for the old Google Now launcher, which is not in favor.
Oh, no.
Why? Oh, no.
So
they replaced it with the Pixel launcher, and the Pixel launcher isn't available with Pixel. So no more Google Now launcher. Also no more Google Now, but we'll get to that in a bit. Basically, this is somebody started this as a way of adding to the traditional launcher Google Now support, and apparently it has a lot of interesting developments. So if you like the Google Now launcher with the launcher, this new open source version would bring what used to be Google Now and the capabilities of the Pixel launcher, which replaced it, to all phones.
Neat.
So it looks promising. It's a recreation of the Pixel launcher, but it's not the Pixel launcher. It is not available in the Play Store.
Huh.
You can download it manually, but you can also wait until it is available in the Play Store, which I'm sure will happen eventually. But I thought I'd mention. Inbox is getting ready to sort high priority mails to the top and add reminders about unfinished emails. Are you using Inbox, Drew? I forget.
Yes.
Okay. Because I have an email problem. I think I sort of mentioned it to you.
No.
I sent you a message. You responded by saying, how about we record on Thursday next?
Oh, yes. You're talking about Touchdown.
Yes. Since I started loading my work email onto my phone, which has pros and cons, there's this thing called work-life balance that everybody talks about, but nobody seems to believe. But I happen to be looking to install a temporary Exchange app on my tablet because that's what I was using the plane, and I wanted to see if there were any emergencies that happened while I was basically in the air for 21 hours.
Right.
Also, I figured if I checked and responded to some work email, then I might be able to get $28 Wi-Fi cost.
And were you?
I don't know. I have a bag of receipts, and I intend on throwing them onto a desk. I'm not going back to work till Monday. They told me to take Friday to recover from Thursday, which I'm taking to recover from Wednesday.
Good luck.
It was nice of them. I didn't, especially considering the trouble I had getting to my destination. But anyway, that said, I was looking there, and I discovered that even though I hadn't seen any news reports of it, and you'd think that somebody might mention it, because Touchdown has been a popular app for some time, which had the advantage of isolating your Exchange stuff from everything else. It has now been Symantec, which bought Nitro Desk to maintain it, has actually decided to end of life the product. So I need to find a new Exchange mail app. Now, Gmail now does do that, but one, I'm using Inbox, and two, I don't want my work and personal email to commingle.
I can understand that.
I like to keep them, again, they can be on the same phone, but I like to keep them separate. I don't have anything confidential. I don't work in a industry where there's proprietary information, I'm sure, but where there's something that I think would be dangerous if it got out. Also, I don't handle anything, I don't think. But you get the idea. I'm concerned about security to a point, but I'm not concerned about security like, let's say, if I worked for a government agency or whatever it is you do. You realize I have no...
I write software for...
No, I know that. I'm saying I know you have never directly told me what your employer does, even when you switched, and I figured there was a reason for that, so I didn't...
It's because it's not exciting.
I'll take your word for it, but I think everything could be in some way or another, even if only... But either way, I'm looking for a replacement. If anybody has any suggestions, again, my requirement is just that it be kept separate from everything else, and it's most efficient and least annoying mail app out there. And I may have to try a few. That's always the problem. In order to find the one you like, you have to... So on the tablet, I was trying Blue Mail, which isn't bad. Although it has this conversation threading thing that was sort of annoying. But I'll see what else there is. If anybody, again, has a suggestion, I'm always happy to hear them. And who knows, maybe that's what's killing my battery. I doubt it. It's been on there for a while. Let's see. Oh, yes. You can now disable all network media notifications for Chromecasts and Google Homes, which I meant to do because of what happened. I mentioned I brought a Chromecast when I was out of town.
Yep.
But my phone was and my tablet were connected up to the hotel Wi-Fi, and I kept getting notes that Jermaine's Chromecast was streaming Spotify. I wonder who Jermaine was. I suppose it wasn't Jermaine.
I see what you did there.
I didn't. That was not contrived. I honestly, it did say Jermaine. Google Fit has brought workout history, audio alerts, and automatic heart rate and other stuff to Android Wear, just in time for my Wear 2.0 update that I don't know how to use.
Well, you'll learn how to use it.
Well, you know, I've been hooking up more to Google Fit. For example, just before I left, I bought TrueGeek $27 Bluetooth connected scale so that every time I weighed myself, I could record the weight automatically. Not a perfect product because I tried it out 3 times in the space of 10 minutes and I somehow changed weights. Either I gained 8 pounds or I lost 8 pounds, depending on your perspective. And since I think it's impossible to gain or lose 8 pounds in the course of 10 minutes, figure out if there's a calibration option there somewhere.
No. Sometimes scales are just funky.
Yeah. Well, I have to figure out if there's maybe I have to lean in a certain direction or stand in the middle of it more effectively. My goal is that it not vary that much in a few minutes. I could understand if I had 2 different scales and they had different weights, but if I go on the scale and then I go on the scale a minute later, it should be within less than a pound of the previous reading. Even if those readings are not calibrated with reality, they should be at least calibrated with each other. Would you accept that?
No. You know, depending on the scale, how you stand on it.
That's what I'm saying, but that's a pretty wide variant, 8 pounds.
Okay.
Usually the variant is less than a pound.
But not, I've seen, no, depending on how you stand, make sure that you stand on it the exact same way.
And I thought I was, but okay. I'm going to work on that. Nice scale, though.
Good luck with it.
I'm getting into this whole, not lifestyle reporting, but basically gathering, it's the whole quantified self idea.
Right.
I'm not obsessive about it. It just, since I'm trying to lose weight, I think keeping track of my weight is a good thing.
By and large, you can't improve something unless you measure it.
Well, yeah. And while I was away, because of the limited amount of food I was able to secure while I was abroad, you know, I didn't have access to a kitchen, so I had to eat. My goal was to remain stable as opposed to a large weight loss, which I can do at home where I can control things.
And how'd that go?
Well, there was only one place in the entire country I could get meat. Basically, I ordered 10 to-go meals and put them into the minibar.
Right. I remember that story.
So I had to basically eat what I was able to get. And then I ate a lot of fish. And I brought along a lot of tuna. So I didn't eat horribly, but as I said, there were just fewer options. Although there are a lot of American restaurants there. I did walk around and look at them. This is the first time I've ever seen a Wendy's serve kimchi. But glad to have...
A kimchi and a Wendy's?
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect that in the Philippines. Maybe Korea, but not Philippines.
Well, I was in a very global area, so they had a lot of restaurants, had names I was familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't patronize, nor did I patronize McDonald's or the Burger King I read the menu at, or the Kentucky Fried Chicken. I basically just wanted to see how the menus differed from... Now, admittedly, I'm not really a patron of some of those restaurants. I think the last time I was in a Kentucky Fried Chicken, it was to buy a soda because I wouldn't eat the chicken. But I wanted to see how the menus compared to the American counterparts because I know there's a lot of tremendous variant in what menu items are sold. And I just found that interesting.
That's true. Have I told you the story that... I'm sure I've told you that McDonald's tastes the same every throughout the world except for in the Philippines.
I think you might have, but I can't remember why.
Because the ketchup is made out of bananas instead of tomatoes. It's sweeter.
But I'm sure there are other places where there are variants. For example, if I understand correctly, in India, they have a mutton burger. And there are 2 countries where the burgers are charcoal as opposed to broiled. I was in one of them, which is how I read about this. But I read a lot of really strange facts. But either way, it was just interesting to see the variance between all of these places. I did not look at the menu at the International House of Pancakes, so I was tempted to. They were closed when I walked past.
I'm sorry.
Well, I just enjoyed looking at the menu. I didn't patronize a lot of those places. Again, while there weren't that many choices, I was trying to stay away from fast food. But let's see what else we have here. Oh, yes. Do you remember Google Glass, Jerry?
I do remember Google Glass.
It's back.
What? Say I didn't see.
I can't do that because it is so. But basically, Google Glass's app has had an update, and apparently they will be the Explorer edition to corporations.
Is it still the same hardware?
I think it may be a slightly improved version, judging from the look of it. But it looks like the people who had the older kits got it up for the first time. Nice to know they didn't completely abandon those people.
Yep.
If you are a LastPass user, which I know Jerry and myself are, they have a new family product. So basically, I was looking. It says that you can sign up to be an early adopter. I couldn't find the price. I may have just not been looking. but I couldn't find out how much family pricing will be.
Huh.
Now, as you know, I am a single individual, but I still am trying to measure my parents who have password challenged.
Right now, I still have my wife writing her passwords down in a...
Well, my parents use passwords for multiple sites, which I keep telling them is a bad idea. But I had trouble getting my mother onto LastPass because she's used to the way she does change.
I understand.
I don't know if a family product might help. I do like to keep... I've done a lot of things over the years. I actually built a Samba server years before roaming profiles were popular because you couldn't remember to copy your files onto a USB drive before cloud technology was popular. So I built a Samba server, put it behind a Dyn DNS address, and actually tried to access it from wherever she was.
Did it work?
Yeah, but it was slow. The reason people moved to cloud, among other things, was because uploading from your home is slow because your upstream is usually much slower than your down. But either way, it did actually work. I'm just saying that that was overly complicated for what, which was she wanted everything to look the same on every time she went anywhere. And she couldn't understand that her documents didn't travel with her. Fortunately, technology has caught up, and I don't have to manage that for her anymore. I just bought her a Chromebook. Anyway, moving along, Google has introduced the feed to replace Google Now.
So this is a in direct competition with LawnChair.
No, LawnChair basically was trying to integrate Google Now into the launcher, integrate some of the Pixel thing. They've actually replaced Google Now, so the feed is the new Google Now.
How do I get the feed?
It's in the Google app. Remember, Google Now turned into the Google app. So basically, the feed is the new version of this that happens to be in said app. So if you have the Google app, which you must because you have a Google device, then you already are getting the feed.
Oh, so they just changed the name of it? Because it's the same. It looks like the same thing to me.
Well, apparently they're working on making it better. So if you look at what Shashi Thakur, the VP of engineering, commented, they basically are trying to anticipate what's interesting and important to you. So basically, they're continuing to tweak those ideas of delivering things they're interested in.
Sure.
Although, for some reason, they keep deciding that I'm interested in things that I keep telling them I'm not. I know I've told them at least 10 times that I don't need to see stories from ESPN because I'm an enthusiast, but they keep popping back up. But maybe that was now that I learned that about me, and maybe the feed hasn't learned that yet.
Could be.
But... because sometimes that source of stories that I myself am my own feed, because I follow certain sources.
Right.
But it often sources things from sources that I don't have. That's how I do new content discovery.
Do you tell it when it does a sports feed thing? Do you tell it, I don't like that?
I've said not interested. And I've also said not interested in anything for me.
And you've done the customize your feed and make sure that you don't have any sports stuff.
Yeah, but somehow it keeps delivering it. Maybe it thinks I'll change my mind. I don't know. I'm just not a sports enthusiast. I don't have anything against them.
It's okay.
Well, actually, I don't have anything against most sports. There are a few things. Sports in general. Anyway, Martin Landau is regrettably dead at the age of 89. Are you familiar with Mr. Landau?
I am not.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. He did good work.
Who is Martin Landau?
Are you asking Google or you want...
I want you to tell me.
He was an actor.
Okay.
His most popular role was Why Not Have Seen Mission Impossible, but after that he did some good ones, including ones that I was more familiar with because I was not around when Mission Impossible was on the air.
Cool.
I'm always sad when classic actors pass away.
It's probably going to be...
been happening as long as we've been doing the show. You realize it's now July, which means we've been doing this show now for 7 years.
Wow.
Yep. And U.S. Customs has said it can't search cloud data at the border.
That's nice.
By the way, they didn't ask me to turn on my laptop when I entered the country. They did ask me a lot of questions, though.
They did?
Yes.
Like what?
Why were you out of the country for 3 weeks? What were you doing? Where did you go?
Did you tell them that you were planning an international terrorist attack? And now that you're done, you're coming back home?
I really wanted to get home. I really didn't want them to detain me in Detroit, which is where I entered the country.
But you could just tell them you were joking. You were trying to add some levity.
They don't have a sense of humor.
I
thank you for wanting to get me into trouble.
I'm just not really in trouble so much as make somebody else's day more interesting.
Making my day less fun? I just said I was out of the country for business. I was glad to be home. And as soon as they let me through, I would be happy to kiss the carpet. Then I found my bag, handed it back, went to security for the fifth time that day. I find it amusing that the contents of my bag didn't change, but every airport had a different issue with it. I got through three checks of my carry-on bag before Detroit was the airport where they decided that there was a problem with it and actually had to inspect the entire bag.
Was that your point of ingress? Is that where you...
That was where that's where I entered the country, but those weren't the people who did it. It was actually the TSA pre-check line. So it wasn't Customs and Immigration that went through my bag in Detroit. It was actually the TSA. So I got through an immigration check in... three different countries. I got through airport security in three different countries because they did scan my bag everywhere I went. But yet the TSA were the only people who thought that it was a possibility that my tuna fish might be dangerous. They were nice enough to tell me because I asked politely what exactly set off their suspicion because the bag had gone through more securities that day than normal. And it isn't even my record. My record is 6 explosive trace detection tests in a day. And that was pre-9/11. Oh, well. I just don't know how to make them happy.
Be normal. Be bland. Don't carry anything. Take your belt off.
I took my belt off. That's why I was holding my pants. Then I didn't tie my belt tight enough, and my pants nearly fell down while I was trying to put carry-on into the overhead. Oh, well. I think I need new pants. I guess my weight loss regimen is working. Anyway, so glad to be home. Going to leave it after I finish uploading the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Well, no. My relatives have a right.
Well, good luck.
But any other Android-y related things? Are you looking forward to the possibility of a new mid-range Project Fi capable phone?
I think I want a top of the range.
You're going to get a Pixel?
Probably not.
Okay, then what's the top of the range?
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I'm thinking of revising my thought, considering that investing a couple of $100 into upgrading my primary desktop system is making it work so much better. It's making me think of upgrading some of my secondary. So maybe I should not buy a mid-range phone. Maybe I should buy a higher range. Maybe it's time to replace the laptop I use when I go on the road, which is also at least years old. Oh, well, I'll think about it. Maybe I should stop cheaping out. Huh. I don't think I was, but is good enough good enough? Maybe I should.
If it's good enough for you, and if you're happy with it, that's really all that counts.
But you know what I mean. Maybe if I spent a little more, I would have a better experience.
It's kind of how I feel when it comes to buying electronics. I buy the best quality that I can afford, because unless it's a desktop, I can't change it.
Well, for me, I've always had this philosophy of looking for the minimum that I will accept and then going to about a medium above that. I'm thinking of switching from a medium to a medium high. So basically, find the minimum spec and then go two levels above it instead of one level. Because I don't need a luxury system, but I think maybe I need a little more than average.
I think the normal rule for that type of attitude, the rule is find top of the line and go down.
Well, I'll give it some thought. In the meantime, there's nothing on the phone side that I don't want to buy a Pixel right now, but I'll see what Motorola may come out with or whoever else is in mid-range and decide if I'm going to do that or if I'm going to do something better. But for now, at least I have a working computer that hasn't frozen during the entire podcast. I still know.
I think I'm going to wait till they release the next generation of 5 phones, and then I'll make it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm waiting to see what the next 5 phone is. I don't know if I'm waiting an entire generation, but I'm waiting to see what comes next. So I'm with you in that sense.
Yep. So shall we call it a week?
Yeah, and we do have to remind people that next week, due to your prior engagement, we will also record on your...
Yes, I am also...
That's good. I'm not leaving the country. I just returned to the country.
Well, you did leave the country. Now it's my turn.
Okay. Which location are you going to? Are you going back to Ecuador or somewhere else?
Somewhere else. We're going to the Bahamas.
I've heard of it. Have fun.
I'll try, as long as I can get Wi-Fi.
Well, you know what they say. As long as you have a computer and Wi-Fi, it's almost as if you're home.
Yeah. If my laptop had as many monitors as my desktop does, I might buy that.
I just spent 3 weeks dealing with laptop. I'm happy to be back here and do a monitor setup. Again, just in time to leave. But since I'm visiting my relatives, that's where my old computers go to die. So I do at least have a monitor and a keyboard, as opposed to bring a laptop. A little more palatable. Okay. Although it is time to... I have to do the upgrades there to Fedora 26, at least while I was away.
Ooh, exciting times.
Well, it has night mode, like the Lux style with the color shifting. That's now built in. I've been enjoying it the entire podcast. It's been subtly shifting the tones of my... Although they call it nightlight. I seem to have lost Jerry.
That silly mute button.
I was wondering...
When I have to yell at the dogs myself, and sometimes I forget that I'm not yelling at the dogs, so I can...
Okay. I was just talking about the nightlight, which I know you use Lux, one of those.
I use Flux. All the time. I can't live without my Flux.
Yeah.
The newest versions of Flux are awesome. They've got like 2 levels of... Okay, so they've got 3 levels of schedule of colors. Daytime color. Okay, it's nighttime color. And then, you should be in bed color.
Okay.
So, like right now, it's nighttime color, which is a little yellow. But when it gets into, you should be in bed colors, there is it is red.
That sounds nice. I'm going to try it at some point.
I like it.
For now, I'm using the new built-in one, which I think is the feature of the latest version of GNOME Shell. But basically, it's doing that for me now, and I like it. I forget which one I was using. I think it was Redshift. It was giving me some trouble. So a built-in one is what I'm going to say. But it means all of my computers will now.
That's cool.
Without me having to fiddle with ones that are. But enjoy your time in the Bahamas.
I will do my best.
Come back relaxed. No? No chance of that? No,
probably not.
Okay. That's what people told me when I went away. Come back relaxed.
Vacation for me, or I am relaxed. I'm at home writing code.
I don't know. Every so often I like to get away, but I think I'll agree with you. Sometimes getting away, regardless of the reason, is much more useful than just your normal routine.
Yeah, I'm not real big on change.
I can live with I think I've had my fill for a while, though. So it's one thing to go and drive for 2 hours and go and see my family. I can live with that. But I don't want to leave the state. That's at least within the state. And besides, they have a pool in the 90s. I could use the pool.
All right. Well, y'all have a good time. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Right?
I hope so. If you get back, okay.
I'm sure.
I'm sure you will, too.
Bye, folks.
Bye, everyone.